Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. That's the best thing that can happen. And the way that happens is you get fully informed. And you don't have to be an expert on the subject. You just have enough information to be able to push back. Right? Yeah, I saw that too, guys. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. There are so many stories I want to get through. Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon, she began a hunger strike demanding a Gaza ceasefire from Biden. I didn't know the United States was firing on Gaza. Right? She touted her own Jewish family heritage, invoking the post-Holocaust mantra, never again. But how does that fit in to the Gaza, what's happening in Gaza? Now, Nixon, she's known for sex. I didn't watch that show. Never really understood what it was all about. You know, there's a new spinoff from it, I guess. Joined a hunger strike alongside politicians and activists demanding President Biden establish a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. How does he do that? How does he do? Would he put American troops there? No shooting? What's he going to do? So what I say is, the mother of Jewish children whose grandparents are Holocaust survivors, I've been asked by my son to use my voice. I have to affirm as loudly as possible that never again means that never again for everyone. Well, he's not talking about wiping out Palestinians. And there are many Gazans that want out. They don't want to be ruled by Hamas. See, these people never do any homework. They never do any in-depth understanding of what's actually happening. Right? The mantra sounds good, and I'll go with it. Right? No, they're talking about wiping out Hamas. Now, if Hamas is all Palestinian, then yeah, you'd be wiping out the Hamas sector of Palestinians. Remembering that Hamas is not welcome in a lot of Muslim nations. Do they really care? Probably not. She condemned the number of Palestinian deaths in Gaza and amid Israel's response to Hamas's October, right? I mean, what about that? Nothing? In 7 weeks, Israel has killed more civilians on a tiny strip of land than was killed in 20 years of war in the entire country of Afghanistan. Okay, what does that mean? Is that how wars worked out, by numbers? I'm sick and tired of people explaining this away by saying, you know, civilian casualties are routine. Well, yeah, they are. I mean, especially when Hamas is hiding rockets, guns, ammunition in apartment buildings and hospitals and so on. And now she's an expert in war and war tactics because she's saying that there's nothing routine about these deaths. I mean, again, she's an actress. She lies for a living. What makes her an expert in warfare? She made appeal to Biden directly, appearing to suggest that the early deaths of his wife and daughter and son of the past should make him more sensitive to the Palestinian death toll. Right. Because they were killed by Jew-hating Arabs, right? Now, not all Arabs are Jew-haters. I got it. Now, I'd like to make a personal plea, she said, to a president who has himself experienced such devastating personal loss, to connect with that empathy. Okay, well, what about nowhere does she mention the brutally killed Israelis, the brutally killed Jews. Right? She said she told reporters that her hunger strike is just a sort of mirror to Biden, the kind of deprivation that's happening in Gaza. Let's see how long she's willing to go hungry for others. Right? And these celebrities and artists, I don't care, whatever you want to call them. Don't you love it that they find themselves or believe themselves just to be so above it all that they can tell you what to do? They can tell you what's right. They can tell you what's morally correct. I find all of that. It's just so funny. All right, where are we at? Oh, another new poll shows that Biden, wow, he's in real trouble with young people. New York Times warned its audience that President Biden's deep unpopularity with young voters, even in a potential rematch with former President Trump, he's in trouble. Virtually every poll shows a close race between Biden and Trump, especially young among voters. New York Times chief political analyst Nat Cohn said that to many of our readers and others, it's a little hard to believe. It's hard to believe that it seems that these polls might be flat out wrong. No, they're flat out right. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Yeah, talking to myself here. We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously, appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and you're involved and you're engaged. And that's what I care about. You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. It's not that hard. You don't even need a college degree to be involved. Not here, anyway. Maybe somewhere else. I don't know. So, all right. We were talking about the young Democrats that just aren't happy with Joe Biden anymore, right? And some are saying, well, you know, young Democrats really don't vote. No, young Democrats do vote, right? And according to the poll, it's many, many, many young Democrats just don't like him. They don't like the way he is. They don't like the way he handles. Again, he's going to get bit by political correctness, all the cancel culture. With the way he talks to women, with the way he treats women, with the way he treats young girls. Some of the stuff that he says. And they know he's lying to them when he talks about how he feels about the LGBTQ plus community. One consultant broke down the numbers on Biden's low approval rating, even with his own party. He said Mr. Biden has just a 76-20 lead among young voters, either registered as Democrats or who have previously voted in a Democrat primary. It's just a 69-24 lead among young non-white Democrats. The dissent exists among self-identified Democrats, Democrat leaners, and Biden 2020 voters. He said this is a problem. He went on to say that he's seen it in our congressional polls of highly educated suburbs, full of Romney-Clinton voters. And I've seen it once before in the statewide presidential class registered Democrats. It was hard to believe. In the statewide presidential race, he said, our final polls of 2016 when Mr. Trump suddenly surged to obtain 30% of the white working class registered Democrats. It caught us totally off guard. Now, Cohen argued that Biden's prevailing weakness among young voters was fairly straightforward to explain. It always is for them. It's probably Trump's fault, right? And again, he tried to pass it off as the young voters just, they don't like him because he's just too old. Right? Many are upset about how he's handling the Israeli-Hamas war. But it predates 2024. I remember, I don't have it in front of me because I don't keep those kind of things, but back in 2020, they weren't enthusiastic about him. There was a lot of things about him they just flat out didn't like. Right? Remember that? Anyway. Remember Joe Biden? He used to joke about being the poorest member of Congress. Right? And this is just before he would become vice president. And he lied. This is not new. We know this. He tried to say, I don't own a single stock or bond. I have no savings accounts. But I got a great pension. And I got a good salary. Oh, and I own two mansions. They look right at you, and they lie. And for some odd reason, the left is very accepting of the left lying to them. No matter how crazy it is, no matter how far out there it is, they don't seem to care. But when somebody on the right, if they even have a hint or think that that person is lying, it's a 7x24 news source, isn't it? Now really think about it. You won't hear the end of it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. I mean that seriously. Finally, we got a Democrat governor who can figure it out on his own. He doesn't need a whole bunch of people beating on him to find out what's going on. The Connecticut Democrat governor, he withdrew an electric vehicle mandate. It was considered to be a stunning blow to environmentalists. Governor Ned Lamont is withdrawing his plan to mandate future electric vehicles after the proposal received bipartisan pushback from lawmakers. I mean, it doesn't work. We're not ready for it. You need to have the infrastructure in place. You can't even on a hot day keep everybody's power running. In most states, the grids can't handle it, which is ridiculous in a country like ours. Lamont ultimately pulled a proposal just 4 months after unveiling it. He characterized it as decisive action to meet our climate pollution reduction targets. That was back in July. You know, and he tried to tie them to California's emission standards. Now, California mandates that every passenger vehicle sold is electric by 2035. That'll get turned around as soon as somebody with common sense gets, if somebody with common sense gets up in the State House here in California. So Connecticut Senate Republican leader Kevin Kelly said that finally common sense has prevailed. The governor's decision to withdraw the regulations is a reasoned approach to address the growing concerns raised by working and middle-class families. I get it. I see it. He said the standards that ban the sale of gas-powered cars is policy shifting. It's going to take a while to put in place if that's the direction that they go in. There's too many questions that haven't been answered. They haven't been worked through. The capacity of the electric grid, the cost, the location. We just saw during the last holiday, even here in California, with only, 5 or 6% of Californians who own cars, who own electric cars, waiting 2 hours to recharge their car. Right? The quick charges at some of these places. There's not enough chargers out there. And even if there are, how are you going to bring in that much power so that all those charging stations will work? That's what I'm trying to tell you. They don't think this stuff through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com. You can be part of the live chat room over there. Watch live, listen live, whatever makes you happy. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. GOP Congressman Ronny Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test.
Now look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country. And he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting the situation may be too challenging for him to manage. This might be the best bowl game of the year. Whichever team wins the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year gets to eat a giant Pop-Tart. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right. Should I start calling it Xing now? I mean, really? I was just asking. You know? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you are spending with me. The love for the Chinese and the Bidens, or Biden's love for the Chinese, actually love for their money, not so much the Chinese. Somebody commented about the fact that, you know, if you think about Biden's EV plans and the EV plans for a lot of these states, across the country, this shows you how much they're really not thinking. Right? When you talk about the EPA here in this country and how tough they are, the strict standards that they have, we're not going to be able to build these cars here. It's not going to happen. Right? Too many restrictions make it too expensive. People won't be able to afford them unless the government totally subsidizes them. But you know where they can be built? You know where it can be cheaper? It's through China. And right now, China has a massive chokehold on the entire electric vehicle market. I mean, think about it. They've been at this longer. They know what it takes to put these things together. They know how much it takes to mine the lithium for the batteries. They own most of the minerals. They dominate the mineral and the battery supply chains. So when you look at the sweeping standards that Joe Biden has recently put out, you know, switching cars made between, 2027 and 2032, these are the toughest rules of their kind. It would reduce carbon emissions by 10 billion tons over the next three decades. Right? Over the past decade, China has developed a really strong foothold on the EV supply chain. They hold various percentages of dominance in various levels of supply chain, various product elements. I mean, they've got a hold on many of the elements it takes to make the batteries. But they either control some of these industries indirectly or directly. So while we were worried about a gazillion other things, the Chinese were getting a hold on this stuff so that we wouldn't be able to produce it here. The Biden administration rules announced would lead to 67% of new light-duty car purchases being electric by 2032. The emission standards, which require automakers to achieve a 56% carbon emission reduction by 2032, is going to be a tough one to hit unless they go all electric. Do they consider the emissions of putting it together and then having to tear it down and then having to get rid of the batteries? Is all that included? Now, China produces right now about 75% of all lithium batteries. You can't build an EV car without a lithium battery. China also boasts 70% of production capacity for cathodes and 85% for anodes. These are two key components of these batteries. So in other words, they got you. So what's happening is those states that you live in are forcing the EV movement, and the federal government under Joe Biden forcing the EV movement are forcing you right into the hands of the Chinese, are forcing you right into the dependency of the Chinese. Isn't that wonderful? Moreover, to make you happier, in addition, 50% of the lithium, cobalt, graphite, all that processing and refining capacity is located in China. Isn't that how he says it? China. Those three critical minerals, in addition to copper and nickel, you have to have for EV batteries. Chinese investment firms and the Chinese government, they've been aggressive in purchasing stakes in the African mines. Mines for these things all over the planet. Especially those rich with cobalt in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They didn't do this by chance. They did this to make sure they had firm control, that they had total control at some point over the EV market. So why would we do this? The best way to bring them down at this point in time is to remove all the restrictions. Allow the gas cars to keep going forward. They've got all this investment. They've got all this money in electric. I mean, seriously. Basically, we're playing right into their hands. Right? Now, it is true. Some say that we're going to increase our battery capacity by 10 times over the next decade. But once we even do that, it's still less than 10% of the world's supply. Right? And we don't know if we can get to 10%. If we get to 10% increased capacity, we're still only at 10% of the world's supply. We'd have like 1/7 to match the Chinese battery production. Where does that put us? Really, think about it. Where does that put us? Now, Horn in 2021 founded GreenMet, a private firm working to onshore critical mineral production. He's actually trying to bring it to the U.S., make it happen here. But you're still going to have problems with the Chinese government. They've got the money. They're into it. Nobody's slowing them down. Nobody's stopping them. As Trump said, you put tariffs on these guys, all of a sudden you're going to see things change. Right? And yes, you guys are quick. Stuff could be sold cheaper through China. Right? It's easier for them to manufacture. They don't have to go through as much aggravation. I mean, the U.S. industries, because of regulations, it's really been tough for them. Almost impossible for them to get any traction in the EV world. Give an example. In 2022, the U.S. produced no graphite. Less than 0.01% of global cobalt. Less than 0.01% of global nickel. And about 6% of global copper. Why? Because of federal regulations. Right now, the U.S. processes virtually no copper, nickel, cobalt, lithium, or any other rare minerals, really. And yet, Biden's clamped down even more to restrict large critical mining mineral projects across the country. One of the Department of Interior pulled a 20-year mining ban. I'm sorry. They reissued a 20-year mining ban in a northern Minnesota forest area. 88% of the nation's cobalt reserves are there in Minnesota. Right? They also have nickel and platinum elements up there as well. So they keep pushing us, like I said, further into the hands of the Chinese. Now, their economy is tanking right now. It's really got a problem. All right? I mean, that simple. And if we keep going the route we're going, if we keep putting more pressure on them, we may be able to bring them down. But what Biden's doing is going to, even if it's temporary, it will support them. Right? Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, seriously. I mean, the questions you ask, the stories that you send me, love it. It's great. It helps push things through faster. And you'll keep praying for the Israelis. Keep praying for what's going on there. Keep praying that Netanyahu will not let the U.S. or anybody else, you know, run over them, so to speak. It's just, what's happening is just ridiculous. I agree with Brad earlier that they should have never stopped. They should keep moving forward. Double senior your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really that simple. And you really do, you do that by getting informed. You know? So, I was looking at an article about the... Gavin Newsom all of a sudden has decided to bring in some bucks to clean up. I wonder why. To clean up these homeless encampments. Trying to get him to do it forever. Right? I mean, seriously, these people are just really nuts. So just amazing to me. And if you can't see that that's what's happening and that's what he's doing, hey, you deserve to get him again. Not that he'll get voted in again, but you know what I'm saying. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air. Remember what I said? Head over there to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Save you 30-70%. Christmas is just around the corner. Kind of like, what are you waiting for? You know, look now make sure you got what you need now. I don't know how long it's going to take for this stuff to ship. People, you know, they wait to the last minute and then bang, before they know it, you know, your stuff ain't there on Christmas Day. Is that really what you want? Just saying. Oh. Anyway, you know, first I got to go through this one. The Texas judge, Linda Hidalgo, she's been slapped for criminal abuse of office. This is days after a visit with the Vice President Kamala Harris. And the criminal complaint was filed against her. Now it's been referred to the Texas Rangers for investigation. They don't do stuff like that unless there's something behind it, unless there's something in there. And she's got all kinds of trouble. But now this is a flat-out criminal complaint against her as well. The complaint, it stems from a press conference that was held earlier in the month on November 10th. The day after news broke, the Texas Rangers would be executing search warrants in relationship to the $11 million COVID-19 vaccine outreach contract that the county awarded to a highly connected Democratic strategist. Oh, no, they don't do stuff like that. What are you talking about? Hidalgo's comments were made on county property and live-streamed on the office of the county judge's official social media accounts. During the event, Hidalgo accused District Attorney Kim Ogg of leaking the new warrants to the media, although they had already been posted to the district clerk's website. They were available, easily available to the public. All you had to do was go look for them. You didn't have to search for them. He just had to work for them. Now, in the Texas election code, using election elected office to engage in political advertising is a Class A misdemeanor. That's under the penal code, right? Everybody got them. Three of Hidalgo's former staffers were indicted on felony charges in relation to the COVID-19 vaccine outreach contract last year, I'm sure. But they got some inside info, right? But the county judge is now under review for her alleged participation in the bid rigging scheme that sidelined the University of Texas Health Science Center in favor for this company that she has ties to. Following her press conference, which was removed from the county's social media pages, Attorney Mark McCaug filed a civil complaint with the Texas Ethics Commission. She has taken a leave of absence for the moment. She's now hospitalized for depression. I'm sorry, she was hospitalized for depression, returned back to the office in October. You know, everything they do now, if you can't figure out that people are watching every single thing you do, there's something wrong with you. You've got a mental deficiency. Really, seriously. Everybody who's looking to hang you for something is watching everything you're doing. All right, right now, there's people listening to me in my local community because they would love to come against me for my stances on certain issues, certain social issues and what have you. Because I don't line up with theirs. You can't possibly have another mindset. We have people who believe that deputy sheriffs that are on campuses to help the kids and keep them safe shouldn't be armed. Shouldn't even be in uniform to make the kids feel bad. Everything that they do, everything they talk about in light of that is always about not, it's removing what makes the child, the student, whatever, feel uncomfortable, as opposed to strengthening the student, building up their confidence, helping them understand that what's going on is good for them, and this is how they can take advantage of it as opposed to being afraid of it. But no. They think that they can remove it. They're making you weaker by doing it. Kids need adversity. They need to work through things. That's how they become strong. You want to keep them weak? Go for it. Not my kids, not my grandkids, and not any child I can help. New York Post editorial board finally ripped the Representative AOC. I don't even want to say her name. After she complained that New York City was too expensive for the working class people. And nothing to do with your people. The board agreed that the lawmaker was right, but pointed to the blame at her for pushing the very policies that made the city too expensive to live in. She's not smart enough to figure that out. You guys really know that, right? I mean, she chased away a massive Amazon center there, facility center, which would have had all kinds of jobs for people, and yet they voted her back in again. So I have absolutely zero, zip, nil, none sympathy for these people. The editorial started by stating that once AOC is right, they can't afford to live here anymore. Right? The thing is that it's the policies that she and her progressive allies want that have made the city so expensive to live in. She made a comment during a town hall meeting. She argued that it wasn't the rich who were feeling the heat and expense, but the working class. You know, when the rich, who own these stores, who own these plants, these facilities, when you're taking money away from them, guess what happens? Right? There's no R&D. They got to let people go. There's a bottom line that they have to stockholders. She went on to say that the people who are moving out of the city are not by and large the wealthiest people. They're the working class. They can't afford to live here anymore. This is why she wants to, ready for this one? She wants to tax the city's rich more. The editorial ripped AOC simply for the working class blaming her and her political allies for pushing these policies. They went on to say that the representative AOC, who represents part of the Bronx and Queens, is after all a Democrat socialist. Look at what occasioned the digital town hall where she spoke recently announced cuts across city agencies. Why are these needed? To pay for the migrants that AOC and her ilk demand we admit. Right? In infinite numbers. No, she doesn't want to put any caps on it. She wants the city to house and feed these people forever. And she's pushing for it through 2025, which would put a cap on it or put a potential cost of over $12 billion. Now, see, that's a complaint that they have over having like 10,000 immigrants illegals come in a month. What is Texas paying? What's Arizona paying? I wonder what it's costing them. Right? It then went through to mention the progressive housing policies. What about housing? A recent survey shows a third of New Yorkers are paying over half their income for rent. Wow. That's a lot. I mean, 40 was a stretch, 40%. 25 to 30% was the average. The lefties use that fact to call for even more rent control. You know, and what they don't understand, they see they think that's the cost of housing. But when you increase the cost for home heating oil, when you increase the taxes on an apartment owner, when it costs more to get the place maintained, to fix it, to buy parts and pieces for the apartment building, the condo, the whatever, where do you think those costs are going to go? The Post also noted the lawmakers have done a lot to reduce the amount of housing, from blocking renewal of the 421A tax break for developers. And that was responsible for a vast majority of new affordable housing. For the last 20 years, they've relied on that to build places for people to live. Just amazing. They don't, again, they're so self-unaware, they don't see what they do. Right? And because of these rules, there's only 11,000 new home permits. That covers nothing. Right? It's increasing the cost for electricity, increasing the cost for home heating oil. Criminal justice reforms are going up. And you're losing stores, which means you're losing employment, which means you're losing tax revenue. For some odd reason, they're blind to all of that. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Christmas is just around the corner. You don't want Santa to leave you nothing, right? We'll be back tomorrow.